JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we climb the hills overlooking the beautiful cockpit country from the Akampong Maroon Village. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Hundreds of Maroon descendants marched through the streets of Akampong last Saturday as the Abeng-led procession traveled from the sacred Kinder grounds up to the ceremony hall for the official start of this year's Akampong Maroon Festival. The annual event, attended by visitors from all across the globe, marked the 280th anniversary of the signing of the peace treaty between the Akampong Maroons and the British government. Specially invited guests to this year's celebration included Ambassador of the African Union to the United States, Her Excellency Dr. Arikana Chihombo-Rikwao, as well as Cabinet Ministers, Finance Minister Audley Shaw, and Culture Minister Olivia Grange. Minister Grange paid homage to the African ancestors, who braved the social and natural elements to secure freedom and the right to self-governance well over two centuries ago.
As I journeyed up the hill, I cast my eyes back and my mind back to 280 years ago and tried to visualize the English troops ascending in their fiery bright red outfits, shaking and afraid of the eyes that watch them, eyes camouflaged within the bushes, only to suddenly launch out in fierce ambush as our ancestors overwhelmed their attackers.
The Culture Minister also announced plans to make a submission to UNESCO for the inscription of Cockpit Country on the organization's list of World Heritage Sites.
My ministry, the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, is prepared to work even closer with the Akampong community, as also with the other Maroon communities, to ensure greater economic returns to the community from these celebrations. Our celebrations must not be just for the revelry or the feel good. They must also bring financial revenues to our people.
The ministry will also be dispatching technocrats to provide training and other forms of aid to the community with the aim of making next year's January 6 celebrations bigger and better. The day's activities also marked the birthday of Maroon leader Kodjo and his signing of the 1738 peace treaty with the British in exchange for full freedom and land. Vision 2030 Jamaica is about making the best use of our current resources while discovering means of further development. The initiative calls for careful planning by policymakers, but it is also about the innovativeness of every Jamaican. One last year, Tonya Hanmick fashion. Visit vision2030.gov.jm, get in the know, and learn how you can participate in the nation's development. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You didn't know, say, sugar them use McBrownin?
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich, black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.